special sports coverage on Port Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Yeah, it is.
And we're here.
Fortside Fieldhouse. Lady Indians taking on the Franklin Monroe. Lady Jets.
It's late, so it's not going to come on yet.
We're checking the... Headsets are not being great right now.
So. Starting lineups.
So starting for the Indians, we got number 4, Brenna Homan, number 13, Macy Day, number 14, Allie Vaughn, number 20, Kira Wendell, and number 30, Hope Wendell.
And for Franklin Monroe, number 13, Chloe McGlinch, number 14, Stella Schellebarger, number 15, Chloe Peters, number 22, Matilda Earwood, and number 24, Katie Wrestler.
Sounds you hear yourself? It sounds fun. So we're going to be back right after this for the opening tip here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voorhees, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voorhees Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voorhees Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
And we're back here. Fortsite Fieldhouse. JV girls competition between the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets. What do you turn up?
The headphone volume jacker.
And the Lady Indians. Varsity team for Franklin Monroe is 12-2, so they're guessing they're not too bad, Chase. So it's going to be when Indians going to come out and play.
Yep, just got to get off to a good start. And I mean, this team usually plays better in the second half. And if they have a good start tonight, I feel they should take care of business here at home.
Yep, and starting for the Lady Indians again. Number 4, Brenna Homan. Number 13, Macy Day. Number 14, Allie Vaughn. Number 20, Kier Wendell. And number 30, Hope Wendell.
I'm confused.
So what?
So why is the varsity team just wearing whatever the heck they feel like wearing, or what?
I guess. They're all wearing something different.
We got a tie-dye sweatshirt. We got a raggedy old gray sweatshirt. We got full uniform. I mean, I don't understand.
So we're about to start here. Allie Vaughn jumping for the Indians. And number 15, Chloe Peters jumping for the Lady Jets.
The referees, Ron Bokey and China Griesdorn.
Two legendary officials. Ron Bokey throwing up the ball. And we're underway. Nope.
Whoa.
We're about to redo it.
What was wrong with that?
I have no clue.
I feel like that's allowed.
What were you doing?
Ronnie Bokey throws up next one. Yeah, and Kira Wendell controls it. Takes on her side and throws it away, and it'll be tipped out.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
The Lady Jets.
Shellbarger will inbound for the Jets. She gets it into number 15, Peter. She dribbles up the left side of the floor. Guarded by Hope Wendell now. Shellbarger hands off to McGlinch. Now hands off back to Shellbarger. Now over to Peters on the top. Now a back screen lob to Shellbarger. She puts it up and good. So Frank Monroe off to an early 2-0 lead.
Tier 1 though has the ball. Cross half court, gives up to Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman thinks about three.
Drives.
Pulls up a 10-footer up, no good. Rebound by the Lady Jets.
Rebounded by McGlinch. She'll take it up herself. Guarded by Kira Wendell. Kira playing first quarter. That's uncommon. It's
only 2-quarter game.
Oh, yeah, that's true. 22, Earwood has it. She drives middle. Now puts up a left-hand floater up. No good. Rebounded by Macy Day.
Day will take it up. And drive middle. Dish off to Hope Wendell. Score up. And good. 2-point basket. Hope Wendell.
Can get that all day. Ball inbounds to McGlinch. Full court pressure by Kira Wendell. McGlinch struggling with it. She's dribbling up the left side of the floor. Now Kira Wendell steals her crossover, and she's taking it the other way. Kira Wendell puts it up for two. So Indians now take the lead, 4-2. Jets inbound to Peters. Now back to Shellbarger. She drills up the middle of the floor. Guarded by Allie Vaughn. Shellbarger throws it over to McGlinch. She drives middle, now kicks to Peters. Peters at the top of the key, dribbles around the arc. Now back over to Ressler. Ressler passes to the wing. McGlinch now up top. Earwood. Earwood passes it to Shellbarger. She drives middle. Now she'll kick out, tipped by Brenna, but back to Shellbarger. She'll drive down the middle of the floor and will get fouled by Kira Wendell, so that'll send Shellbarger to the line, shooting two shots. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Indians up by two. Shellbarger's at the line. She puts up her first one, and it's good. 4-3, that makes it. Shellbarger will get one more. Her second one's up, and good. That ties it up. Ball goes into Kira Wendell.
Kira will slowly bring it up for the Indians. 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Only a 2-quarter game tonight. I think the numbers for Franklin Monroe aren't very good. So Brenna Holm will inbound it into Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will make a move. Middle, pull up a shot up. No good. Rebound by the Jets.
Rebounded by Earwood. She pushes it up to McGlinch. Now McGlinch throws it up inside to Peters, and she puts it up for two. So Franklin Monroe up by two.
Kira Wendell has the ball left side, dribbles middle, dishes out to Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman will then drive middle, dish out to left side, Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will make it move middle, spin left, give it into Hope Wendell, puts up a shot up, no good, rebounded by, on the floor, and we'll have foul number 14, Shellbarger. So Brenna Holman will inbound it. Page 14, checking in for the Lady Indians for Hope Wendell. Brenna inbounding at 4:21 left here in the first quarter. Brenna Holman hits Allie Vaughn at the free throw line, drives left-handed, dish out to Day. Day will fire up a three, up, no good, back iron, no good. Brenna Holman comes up with it and puts up a 10-footer up and good. 2-point basket, Brenna Holman.
Good job by Brenna to stay with it. McGlinch will bring it up the right side of the court, guarded by Kira Wendell. Now McGlinch throws it up to Ressler. Ressler back to McGlinch. Now she passes it over to Peters. Almost stolen away by Forkamp. It will be stolen away by Kira Wendell. She'll take it the other way. Down the left side of the court. And a left-hand layup.
Allie Vaughn.
No good. Rebound Allie Vaughn. Now she puts it up. No good. Rebounded Brenna Holman. She puts it up. No good. Allie Vaughn tries to save it, but it'll be out of bounds. And they'll go to Frank. It looked like
I don't understand.
We were doing a great job getting the offensive board, but once we got it, it was like a hot potato, and we just launched it. Didn't even look and see where the rim was. Just launched it.
Elaine
about two or three times.
Delaney Evers checking in for Allie Vaughn. The Indians are in their full court man-to-man press.
Shellbarger will trigger it in to Peters. Now she throws it on the cut to Kessler, but
out too far ahead of her, and the ball got out of bounds, so back to the Indians. All tied up, 6-6.
Yep, two quarters. Only time for JV. We're in the first, 3:37 left. Branahoma inbound it. Gives it off to Day. Day to the corner, Kier Wendelay, and it will go out bounce. So turnover Indians, and it looks like Allie Vaughn's going to check back in for Paige Vaughn. In for Day.
Sloppy both ways. A couple turnovers in a row.
6-6 our score, and the Jets firing deep.
Fire to Peters. Peters will cross over, now driving middle. Now kicks out to Ressler. Ressler for long two is good. Good shot by Ressler.
Allie Vaughn won't trigger it in.
Call that a three? You're kidding.
I guess.
There is no chance.
Allie Vaughn hands off to Kier Wendelay. Let's get corner. Pick Fort Campbell. Fort Campbell drive middle, drive baseline. And we'll be have a blocking foul. Foul will be on Earwood. Her first, team second of the half. Brandon Homeland inbound it for the Lady Indians. Gets in.
There's wide
Elaine
open.
Evers up and good. 2-point basket. Elaine Evers.
McGlinch brings it up against the Indians' man-to-man pressure. Now up to Peters. It'll get tipped away by Allie Vaughn. It'll stay with the Lady Jets.
Indians are still down one here in the first quarter.
2:55. Peters tries to get it in, but Allie Vaughn deflects it out of bounds. We'll do it again. Peters triggers it in to Ressler. Ressler got it tied by Brenna Holman. Now throws it up top to McGlinch. McGlinch is up top, being patient. She'll get it tipped away.
Ooh.
Tipped away by Kier Wendelay as she went for the steal. Ball will remain with the Lady Jets.
Shipment ours.
I disagree. Schellenberger enters, triggers it in to McGlinch. McGlinch will hand off to Peters. Peters will then hand off to Earwood. Earwood drills around the arc now to McGlinch. McGlinch kicks it out to Schellenberger. Now she kicks it out to Ressler. Ressler will pick up a dribble at top of the key. Now gives it over to Earwood. Earwood will get it almost stolen away, but it'll be tipped out of bounds off of Paige Forkamp. So again, the Lady Jets will take it out of bounds. Indians are going to get one of these steals. They just got to be patient, be smart, and don't foul. They'll get one of them. Schellenberger enters it in. Now back to Schellenberger. It's tipped out of bounds again by the Indians. This is insane. I'm telling you, we're going to get a steal. Schellenberger. Two entered in under her own basket. Can't find anyone. She finally gets it into Peters under the basket. She puts it up and good.
So the Indians win about it.
Good patience by Frank and Monroe to find someone under the basket. Indians trail by three.
Kier Wendelay will throw up a shot. Bang, good. 2-point basket. Kier Wendelay. 4 points so far.
Indians remain in that man-to-man pressure. McGlinch dribbles up the right side of the floor, now picks up a dribble, now throws it over to Schellenberger. Schellenberger kicks it out to Earwood. Earwood will pitch it to McGlinch. Now McGlinch will drive, now out to Ressler. Ressler over to Peters on the top. Now Peters tries to hand it off. Ball's on the floor. Now back to Peters, ends up with it. She drives in and will get fouled. That'll be on Elena Evers. So that'll send Peters to the line for two shots.
11-10 our score here in the first quarter. While I'm playing 2-9.
Minute 39 left. Peters at the line. Her first one's up and off the back iron and drops in. Makes her score 12-10. Hope Wendelay into the game for Elaine Evers. Peters will get her second. That one's up and no good this time. Ball's loose. It'll be out of bounds on the Indians, so Lady Jets will get another opportunity. Yep. Schellenberger to trigger it in under her own basket. She finds Peters on that same exact play as we've seen before. And she puts it up and good. That makes it 14-10. Franklin Monroe.
And Coach Ron's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in a Fort Covery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here for Site Field House. 14-10 score. Indians down 4. Scoring for the Indians so far, Brenna Homan has a basket. Keir Wendell has 4. Hope Wendell has 2. And Elena Evers has 2. Gives us our 10. 1:30 left here, like I said, in the first quarter. Only playing 2 tonight. Franklin Minot JV numbers are not very high, so. And then the varsity game coming up right after this will be simulcasting with Rob Weaver and Steve Stone. Keir Wendell has the ball, gives it to the left side day to corner Fortkamp. Fortkamp has it, throws it across court to Allie Vaughn.
Catch the ball.
Allie Vaughn will get it back up to Kira, left side Fortkamp to the corner day. Day back up top to Kira, to the right side Vaughn.
Franklin Monroe in a 3-2 zone.
Yep. Fortkamp has it, corner fires out to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will drive left.
Good shot. Job.
Up and good. 2-point back.
Basket.
Allie Vaughn.
Something we don't see too often now. Allie is actually stopping and shooting the 10-footer and look good. Schellenberger brings it up on Paige Fortkamp. She'll turn, pass to McGlinch up top. McGlinch will dribble around the arc, hand off to Wrestler. Wrestler hands off. We got a little pitches going on around the arc. Schellenberger has it at the top, stolen away by Paige Fortkamp. Schellenberger dribbled off her foot. Paige the other way, down the left side, up and good, and one. Paige Fortkamp. That makes your score 14 all. And with a chance to get a line, that makes the Indians go up one here with 38 seconds left in the half. Or the quarter. Whatever you want to call it.
Fortkamp. Fire up. Free throw up. And good.
Money.
Gives Indians the lead.
McGlinch over to Schellenberger. Schellenberger will take it up against the Indians' pressure. Now stolen away by Keir Wendell, and the pressure's starting to get to Franklin Monroe.
Yep, Hope Wendell has the ball, goes up left-handed. Dishes out to Fortkamp. Fortkamp will take it back up top to Keir Wendell.
What are we woeing about over here?
I have no clue. Keir Wendell will hand it off to Allie Vaughn. 15 seconds left here in the first quarter. We're only playing 3-9.
We better get going.
Keir Wendell has the ball right side. He's over the right side. Day. Day back up top.
No, wait.
Deflected. She gets it back. Keir Wendell finds Hope Wendell on the cut.
Whoa.
Almost
threw it over the backboard. Schellenberger the other way, and time will expire. So that'll be your quarter. We're only playing 2, so it's halftime. Indians lead 15-14. We'll take a break and be back after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here. Fort Sight Fieldhouse, JV girls competition.
This is really halftime right now, Chase.
We're only playing 2 quarters. First quarter just ended. Scoring for the Indians so far. Hope. Brenna Home has 2. Fortkamp has 3. Allie Vaughn has 2. Keir Wendell has 4. Hope Wendell has 2. And Elena Evers has 2. So, Indians up 1.
Yep, Indians off to another slow start, but they turned around late, about the last 1 or 2 minutes. They really got some turnovers, created some offense that way, and they find themselves up 1.
Starting
the second quarter here.
Starting the second quarter for the Indians. Brooke, Callie, Hope Wendell, Brenna Homan, Allie Vaughn, and Paige Fortkamp.
McGlinch has it for the Lady Jets. She throws it over to a wrestler, but right off her hands. Looks like Reese trying to catch.
It's true. Brett Cog inbounds it to Ali Vaughn. Ali Vaughn top to key. Goes left-handed. Oil 5-4 came on back. Cut up.
Good
and
play. Good offense.
2-point basket. Page 4 camp.
Ball goes to Schellenberger. They're looking to push. We'll have a foul up top on Page 4 camp. Bonnie's fired up. That'll be her first. Team's third. Schellenberger turns it into McGlinch. McGlinch up top. Guarded by Brooke Collig. Ball goes over to Ressler. Ressler will throw right to Brenna Holman. She takes it the other way down the left side of the court. Puts up the layup and good. Indians off to a quick start here with 19-14. Your score.
Yep.
Number 5 gives it to number 13, McGlinch. She puts up a 3 and nothing but net on that one. So big shot by FM.
Yep. Ali Vaughn gives in to Brenna Holman to the corner. Brooke Collig, 19-17, our score here in the second and final quarter. Brooke Collig up top to Fort Camp. Fort Camp loses it. And
Ressler the other way for FM. She'll try to cross over, but she'll walk. And that's about her third turnover in a row. 5:54 on the scoreboard. Indians up by 2. Ali Vaughn takes it up for the Indians. She'll cross over, drive right. Now we'll stop. Now kicks it to Page 4 camp on the baseline. Now back to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive middle. Now back to Brooke Collig. And we got an illegal screen on Ali Vaughn.
That girl's struggling.
It'll be her first. Team's fourth. That'll send the ball to the FM Lady Jets. McGlinch will bring it up the court. Indians took off their pressure. McGlinch will dribble around the arc over to Cable. Now back over to Schellenberger. Now on a flare screen to Cable. Cable shoots the 15-footer. No good. Rebounded Brooke.
Brooke Cog will take it the other way. 5:24 left here in the second and final quarter. Indians up 2. Brooke Cog is off 2. Page 4 Kim. And
come on, ladies.
And it'll go back to the Lady Jets.
Well, I thought the Indians were going to run away with it here. They scored 4 right away to make it 19-15, but now they're find themselves turning over, and FM's right in this game. McGlinch brings it up on Collig. Now over to Cable. Cable on the left wing gives it up top to Schellenberger. Schellenberger throws it over to Ressler. Ressler back to Schellenberger. Schellenberger will drive. Now kick out to McGlinch. Guarded heavily by Brooke Collig, and Brooke Collig's on the floor. McGlinch comes away with it. Now over to Cable. Cable will drive, kick out to Schellenberger. What's her name? Schellenberger will try to kick it out to Cable, but way over her head, and it'll go over to the Indians. Indians picked up their defense at possession and got to them.
Macy Day will inbound it to Ali Vaughn. Ali Vaughn will bring it up for the Indians. Ali gives it to the right side, Brooke Collig. Brooke has the ball. He's up top two. Hope Wendell to left side. Day to the corner. Holman. Holman will fire up along two.
Dang.
Up and good. 2-point basket. Brenna Holman.
Tough shot.
Points so far.
McGlinch brings it the other way. Indians up 4. McGlinch will cross over and drive middle. Puts up a floater. And we'll have a foul on Brooke Collig.
Her first. Team's third of the half.
Third?
Oh, team's fifth. Dang, I missed
it. Put off there, big guy.
True.
Chloe McGlinch at the line. She'll shoot 2 shots, try to cut into this Indians lead. They lead 21-17. Her first one's up and good. 4:19 left in the game. McGlinch will get one more. And it's up and good. 19-21, Indians lead by 2.
Brenna Holman will inbound it to Ali Vaughn. Ali Vaughn has the ball, crosses over. Ball across back to the left, gives it over to Day. Day will drive, find Brooke Cog, and put up a basket. And I think Day traveled.
A backdoor cut, baseline's really open. We've got a couple baskets off it already. So McGlinch has it for the Jets. She hands out to Cable. Cable will drive middle, now kick to Ressler. Ressler on the right wing, guarded by Brenna Holman. Ressler picks up her dribble, now fires off the feet of her own teammate, McGlinch. It'll go out of bounds. Indians ball. We really got to
pressure wrestler. She's when she gets pressured, she throws it away. So
Fort Camp checks back in for Hope Wendell. Brooke Collig will inbound it to Allie Vaughn. Allie will bring it up cross half court. 3:44 left here in the second and final quarter. Allie Vaughn hands off to Brooke Collig and fires over the Fort Camp. Fort Camp fires up 15 footer up.
Wow.
Brooke Collig support and will get a jump ball and it will stay with the Lady Indians.
That's just great hustle by Brooke. Yeah. I mean there's probably like four.
I feel like half time she just shoots it. She knows it's not chances of it going in. And then just chases it.
There's probably when we'll find
Paige Fort Camp on cut.
Come on,
no
Paige.
Good.
Wide open layup. You gotta convert on that one. She'll get the next one. So, yep. It means lead by four. Three and a half to go.
Big trips.
Walking
Trevor Vaughn. Cable will drive around the arc and get fouled. Have a reach-in foul on Brooke Collig. That'll be her second, team sixth.
Coming up on Fort Cover Radio. Girls host the Parkway Panthers on Thursday, and then Friday the boys travel to Parkway. Then Saturday, boys and girls are both at Miss Sinewa Valley. Girls start at 1, and the boys start at 6.
Lane Evers enters the game for Macy Day. Schellebarger inbounds to McGlinch. McGlinch will shoot a running 15-footer.
Brooke Collig has three fouls, only playing a quarter.
They called a foul on Brooke Collig, so McGlinch will go to the line shooting two.
Brooks played about 4 minutes and has three fouls. Hey, might as well not leave him out there.
Yep. Might as well use him.
And McGlinch's first one's up and good. So we'll Franklin Monroe's gonna take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here to 40 Recovery Internet Radio.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
And we're back here, Fortside Fieldhouse. JV girls competition between the Lady Jets and your Fort Recovery Indians. Indians up 3 here in the second and final quarter. 3:19 left. And McGlinch will get another one at the line. She's the only one that's scored for Franklin Monroe so far this quarter.
Really?
Yep. Has 6 points. Going for her 7. Up and no good. Rebounded by Paige Fort Camp. Gives over to Elena Evers. Elena will give it back to Fort Camp. Over to Brenna Homan. Brenna Homan will fire cross court to Fort Camp.
Take care of the ball.
Get a good hand shot. Off to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will pull a 15-footer up and good.
There it is. 2-point basket.
Allie Vaughn.
Big shot there. 5-point lead.
McGlinch brings it up for Franklin Monroe. Guarded by Brooke Collig. McGlinch hands off to Cable. Cable will drive down the middle of the lane, put up a runner. Up, no good. Rebounded by Paige Fort. Nope. Tipped off her leg. Out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Lady Jets.
Hope one will check him back in for Fort Camp.
Shella Margaret inbound under her own basket. She gets it into Cable. Cable on the right wing. We'll try to enter it in back to Schellenberger inside, but poked away. Brooke Collig comes up with the steal.
Brooke crosses up court. On the right side, gives it over to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive left. The shot to Hope Wendell. Hope will give a pump fake, give it over to Collig in the corner. Collig will fire up a long 10-foot-2.
Pushed up to Wrestler. Wrestler's wide open on a fast break, but great hustle blocked by Allie Vaughn, and they call a late foul on Allie Vaughn. That'll send Wrestler to the line, shooting 2 shots. That's great hustle by Allie Vaughn and great block, but a late whistle will send Wrestler to the line. 25-20, your score, Allie Vaughn Steiner shoot. 2:22 left in the ball game. Wrestler with a chance to cut this lead to 3. First one's up and good.
Mason Gay checking back in for the Lady Indians for Laney Evers. The Indians still up four here in the second and final quarter. 2:22 left here in the second.
Wrestler's second one's up and good. So Indians lead by three.
Also see Troy Boy down in the second.
Troy Holman.
Brooke Kong has the ball, gives up to Brenna Holman. Brenna will give it to the corner. Brooke finds Hope.
Score that.
Yep. And good.
There it is.
Hope win ball.
2 minutes to go. McGlinch brings it up the other way. She's guarded by Brooke Kong. Ball goes over to Wrestler on the right wing. Inside to Schellenberger. Schellenberger turns middle. Now stolen away by the Indians. Brenna Holman.
Brenna Holman will take it the other way.
They'll just take care of the ball.
Yep.
Waste some time.
Minute 40 left. Brooke Kong has it. Gives it a right side. Vaughn. Vaughn will drive right.
Kick it out.
Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by the lead Jets.
McGlinch has it. She'll take it the other way on Brooke Kong. McGlinch drives in. Now gives it to Wrestler. Wrestler up top to Cable on the top of the key. She double dribbled. And then call it inside to Schellenberger. She gets it stolen away. So another steal by the Indians.
So Ali Vaughn has the ball. My son's crap.
Gives it over to Macy Day.
Macy will throw it away. And it... Try to reset it.
Do what?
Try to reset it.
Reset it.
Yeah. I'll tell you in a second. We're going to take a timeout here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
And we're back here, Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians up five here in the JV girls competition between the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets and your Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And McGlinch will get into Shelburne and then get handed back out to McGlinch. Up, no good. Rebounded by Brooke Kong. Brooke will give it up to Allie Vaughn. Allie has the ball. Give it over to Brenna Holman. Brenna on the right side. He's up top to Brooke Collin. Brooke will drive left. Is she out to Allie Vaughn? Allie Vaughn in the left corner. Almost stolen away. Gives over to Brooke Collin. Right? On the right side. Back up top to Allie Vaughn. There will be a foul on the Lady Jets here with 38 seconds left here in the second quarter. Scored 27-22. Brooke Kong will inbound it into Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will then be fouled. And probably the fifth team. Foul.
Hi, boy, Chase. Thank you.
Brooke Kong will inbound it right in front of the Indian bench. Brooke gets it to forward camp. 35 seconds left. Trap and will be a foul.
Oh, boy.
So, and Brenna Holman. Okay, then.
Coach is calling off the dogs.
Calling off the Jets.
Don't want the Jets to
fail. Allie Vaughn has to stop the guy. Just stand there. You hear the coach.
Might as well try to score. I mean, you only played two quarters. Don't see much time. I'd try to score.
Rick Cog will give it
there. It
went up and good. Wow.
Schellenberger gets it into McGlinch with 10 seconds left. McGlinch throws it over to Wrestler on the right wing. 5 seconds back to Schellenberger. Schellenberger back to McGlinch. She pump fakes, pulls up from 15 feet, and nothing but air. That'll do it.
We'll be back after this to recap it and get you ready for the varsity competition here in Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here. Fort Sutt Fieldhouse. Lady Indians, girls, JV, coming out with the victory chase. You want to talk a little bit about it?
Yep. Indians off to a little bit of a slow start. I think they're a lot better team than that team, but they let them hang with them there because they were turning over quite a bit and just a little sloppy at times, but Indians pulled it together and turned around the second half. They just played calm and got some good offensive looks on the back doors and the ball screens, and just a solid game, solid effort by the Indians, and they get the victory.
I mean, to be honest, 29 points for a half for this team has been...
That's pretty good.
Pretty good, especially for a JV game. I mean, the Indians are, like you said, they usually struggle in the first quarter into the second quarter, but really the second quarter they turned it on, and they just played their game, and they come out with a win, 26-22. And now we'll take a few breaks, and we'll give it over to Rob Weaver and Steve Stone here for the varsity game. We'll be... Stay tuned for the varsity game here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.